with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. This election, Basalt residents will decide whether to approve the town's current property tax rate. Basalt Issue 3A is the result of a months-long untangling. It all started when the town realized it likely violated Colorado state law when it fluctuated its property tax rate. Here with me to explain it is reporter Kristen Kay. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Molly.
So why does Basalt need voter approval to keep its current tax rate? Usually voters are deciding whether to increase taxes or not.
Right. So as you said, this all started earlier this year. Town Council realized they were potentially violating Colorado's Tabor or Taxpayers Bill of Rights Amendment. So a little history here. We're going to back up to 2009 during the Great Recession when the town lowered its property tax rate pretty drastically. Then as we pulled out of that recession, they raised the rate again, but they made sure not to ever exceed that pre-recession level. Well, Tabor says you can't raise rates without voter approval. It doesn't matter what the previous rate was. And Basalt had done that about 10 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the first step to amending this was for the town to give refunds to current property owners and establish some new financial oversight. Then they were left to deal with what the actual property tax rate should be. Issue 3A sets it at 5.9. That's the same level it is right now. It also says the town can adjust that rate without going to voters as long as it doesn't exceed that ceiling of 5.9.
Okay, so what happens if 3A passes?
The town says actually not much. This is about keeping the property tax level at the same level it is now. And so if it passes, that means everything stays the same. 24-hour law enforcement, snow removal, taking care of parks, daycare assistance, things like that. I spoke with town manager Ryan Mahoney. He said the general budget is where city employee salaries come from.
We would aim to keep our position, but, you know, I'd just have to take a critical view of all of our services and, you know, provide recommendations to the council, ultimately for them to decide which services would go and which services would stay.
The big change will happen if it doesn't pass. That would mean the property tax rate goes back down to 2.5. Remember, that's the low point it was at during the recession. That would lead to about a $700,000 a year loss to the town's budget. That's about a 10% reduction.
So what about property owners? What does 6A mean financially for them?
So if you're a residential property owner, you're currently paying about $42 per $100,000 of your home value. That stays the same if it passes. If it doesn't, you'd pay a little bit less than half of that, about $18.
So is there argument about this in the community? What are community members saying about this?
Mahoney says he's seeing a lot of support, actually. He said, yes, the community definitely voiced their opinion. They wanted those refunds after the Tabor snafu. But some people told him, look, if you refund our money, we'll vote to maintain the mill levy. However, there are certainly some who are angry about the potential Tabor violation and others who worry that property taxes will climb as home values go up no matter the mill levy. Ballots for Pitkin County residents were mailed last Friday, so residents have just a couple weeks to make up their minds on this before the election on November 5th.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
You're so welcome.
That was Kristen Kay on Basalt Issue 3A, which asks residents to set the town's property rate at its current level. I'm Molly Dove, and you're listening to Morning Edition right here on Aspen Public Radio.